News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, when my husband told me that he voted for Brexit, I thought he was joking. I only realised how different our political views were after we got married. But we have made it work. Those are the words of journalist Rhiannon Picton-James, and she joins us this morning. Rhiannon, the first thing I have to ask you is and I read your article and I thought it was very interesting. How did this never come up before you got married? That, you know, you were a Remainer, he was a Brexiteer, you had, you know, he was a Conservative and you weren't. How did you not know?
Because genuinely, I thought it was a joke when he told me that he voted for Brexit. We were talking about the state of the economy here in the UK. It was on the news. And he said, yes, now this is why I voted for Brexit. And how am I going to take that other than a joke? Because, I mean, objectively, it's got so much worse. Oh, yeah. And I laughed.
Okay. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole or he thinks the economy is doing well and that Brexit was a good idea. But I'm surprised it kind of never came up. Did you just presume, like many of us might, that we all kind of think the same as people we like?
Yeah, I think probably I'm guilty of that. A lot of issues we did have the same opinion on. A lot of things that I thought he agreed with. So it didn't occur to me that he would vote so differently than I do.
Okay. Because he sort of has accused you of being a champagne socialist and kind of yeah. voting Labour but living Tory. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's true.
And is there a grain of truth in that? I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
I suppose. I just don't know why the left can't enjoy champagne. I like to do all the same things that he does and holiday in the same places and go to the same places. So he accused me of being a champagne socialist or a limousine liberal. He also says that I vote Labour but live Tory.
Yes. And what I think is chiefly interesting about this is that nowadays, I think there was a time when no one would have batted an eyelid if somebody had a different sort of political bent to their partner. But we do live sort of in the era now where, particularly over things like Brexit, Remainers and Brexiteers were viscerally opposed to each other and actually started to seemingly kind of hate on each other quite a bit, particularly online. Or we have that in the United States, that Democrats and Republicans, how would they ever, never the twain shall meet, you know? And we have moved into that era. Perhaps you guys have gotten it right. You realise that there's more to life than just your political beliefs.
Yeah, definitely in the US, it's such a big topic, yeah. isn't it? Like on the recent Love is Blind, women were turning men down at the altar when they found out that they voted differently. And it's a bigger deal now than, you know, race or finance. Politics is the big thing, bigger than religion now.
Yeah.
But I just think that we have such strong opinions, but we're actually so much less politically engaged. So it actually matters less. Like if you're just sitting at home with your opinion, writing on Twitter, but you're not actually engaged politically or locally in your community, then what difference does it really make if you just have this really strong opinion?
I was reading your piece and I was wondering to myself, is it actually that we've all just become very precious about our beliefs, that we believe that they are sacrosanct, that they shouldn't be challenged, that we, you know, our opinion is very important and it matters and we shouldn't have to. I think we used to know that everyone had a different opinion, whereas now I think we have become a little bit more, I think precious is the word about our opinions. Could it be that?
Yeah, I think on the left especially, we're probably the most guilty of it. Like we always talk about, would you have a data Tory? But you don't really see that conversation happening on the right, do you? Would you have a data Liberal?
Is that because the left is a bit more smug and sanctimonious and self-righteous, than the right? The right cares less about what other people think of them or what have you, whereas the left is a little bit self-righteous about things.
Yeah, I am a leftist and I do slightly agree with that, I think. I think that there is this kind of idea of purity on the left.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not allowed to date outside, you know, your side.
Well, the left tends to be a fan of I'm making gross generalizations here, of accusing people of wrong think. Do you know what I mean? That if you don't agree with me, it's not that you don't agree with me, it's that you're wrong.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's more
I can see
a moral
you
issue attached to it.
You're starting to swing a little bit towards the center and the right, aren't you? I can see it.
I am a leftist, but I do have to agree. Yeah. Like Alex was really nervous about me writing about this and I asked him why. And he said, because the left freaks out so much if anyone has a different opinion to them. So I wouldn't want people at work to maybe pass me over for opportunities if they found out that...
He's not necessarily wrong. Do you see the points he's making? And perhaps, I'm just wondering, can you feel your own politics shifting slightly?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I would say that when we have discussed things, I would say maybe, you know, actually, I haven't thought about it that way before, or, you know, you have made me think about this, or I've had to pause on ideas that I've had.
Yeah.
Which I think is a lot healthier than...
It's easier, you know, to be on the left, Rhiannon. It's easier to be on the left because the left do believe that they're right. They do talk about the fact that they're right, and they're definitely more right on. It's why we have things like, I suppose, in the UK, shy Tory voters. It's why Donald Trump underpolled. It's all very well and good to say, it's quite, you know, your husband is saying, God, don't tell people I'm not on the left, because there'll be a backlash. So it's easy to be on the left, isn't it? Even whether or not your feelings align fully with that position.
Yeah, I guess it is a lot more popular, especially online, to be a leftist, isn't it? And there's no negative moral attributes if you're a leftist. Whereas, you know, if you're on the right, like I was surprised, because it made me think like, oh, but you're so kind and empathetic. How could you vote this way? And it's just the way that
That's
we see the right, I think.
That's a spin that the left have, isn't it? Like, he's kind and empathetic, so therefore he must be on the left. But whereas live with him, know he's those things, and he's not. Isn't that quite interesting?
Yeah, I think because obviously like we're just living in these online echo chambers and we just have these opinions, and you're not really spending time with anyone on the other side or meeting them or getting to know them. So you keep these ideas.
You sound like you're happily married. You sound like you think a lot of your husband. If you had have known before you got married, because obviously it just didn't come up or whatever, if you had have known before you got married his views, would it have changed anything for you?
I think if I'd known up front, I might not have given the relationship a chance, because I would have assumed wrongly that we were too different and that it could never have worked.
Goodness. And I suppose that is quite enlightening, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I was on like a mum friend finding app, and I was scrolling through all these profiles, and I was saying, why are you scrolling through them? Why aren't you selecting them? And I thought we were just too different. And he said to me, you can be friends with people who have different opinions to you, you know. And I did have to pause, and I thought, yeah, like, of course you can.
Yeah, that is, in fairness, one of the good things about people sometimes more on the centre or the right, that they actually believe that, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
It's very interesting. It really is, because I suspect you are not unlike tons of people in it. I suspect loads of people think if somebody doesn't see eye to eye with them on politics, that that they have nothing in common, and in fact they probably will dislike each other. But it turns out that's not the case. Thank you very much for coming on and discussing all of that with us. That is journalist there, Rhiannon Picton James. Let us know what you think about it. I think there certainly has been, and it's probably the silo thinking of social media has influenced this too, that if someone doesn't agree with you politically or doesn't vote the same way as you, you think that you're polar opposites, when it turns out we all have more in common, perhaps, than in difference. But let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.